Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Hey, can you smell that?
Smells like cannabis.
Smells a little funky. Well, that's what I want to talk about today, the smells of cannabis.
All the smells.
The good, the bad, and the funky. You know, there are three smells, I believe, categories to cannabis. And, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, as I assume you would. Anyways, sweet, fruity, spicy.
There's earthy for sure.
Spicy being earthy. So that, yeah, earthy falls under spicy. Like when I say spicy, I don't, you know, you can't smell heat. You know what I mean? Is like a food spice. Mm-hmm. Earthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those seem to be my favorite, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think of like a pre-98 Bubba. It's got this earthy, peppery smell to it.
Those are the ones that turn me off.
Oh, I love them, man. Oh, AK-47.
I'm a fan of fruity.
Okay.
Fruity, you know? Like GDP. Like, I like it to smell like fruit. Mm-hmm. And I also like the ones that are citrus.
Yeah.
Like a Jack.
Yeah, or like a snow cap.
Mm.
Oh, man. Okay, so what's your favorite then?
My favorite smell?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be on the sweet side.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's between that. It's something fruity, and it doesn't have to be a specific fruity smell. You know what I mean? Just when I smell that fruity cannabis smell. Well, and then there's the pungent. Mm. You know what I mean? Like stings the nostrils. No.
Spicy.
No, but it's not spicy, man. It's not spicy. It's like, it's that funky smell. It's like skunk. Like, you know.
Okay. So what does that fall under? Something like a Kim dog. Like, what is that?
Yes. Like, I'll never forget the first time I got cannabis that smelled like that. It was like, oh,
like an actual skunk.
This is what it should smell like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, should? Or this is what this one smells like.
This is what this one smells like. But because that was like my introduction to good cannabis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, because like the first few times I smoked, it wasn't like I had bought the cannabis. You know what I mean? It was just somebody had packed something and was like, hey, smoke this. And I was like, okay. You know, but when I remember like first buying it from a good buddy, like opening up that gram and just like
breaking it down. Like, oh my God.
I had never broken weed down before. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. Like the sponginess of the bud and like the aroma and then how it like sticks to your fingers and you're just like, what is this alien form plant? Yeah.
It is bizarre.
It is a really
strange really think about it.
It really is, dude. Sometimes I'll go down like a thought tunnel, like half a joint deep, and I'm just like, this is a really strange plant.
It is. Well, it is. So in my higher moments, I've had the same thing, and I feel like there's like a hierarchy of plants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Pinnacle.
Yeah, exactly. And cannabis is near the top. You know what I mean? Because not only does it produce all of these terpenes and flavonoids that other plants produce, but it goes one step further and produces cannabinoids, which like nothing else.
All in one.
It's the trifecta.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of having to eat, you know, fruits and lemongrass and spinach.
Yeah. People talk to me about essential oils. I'm like, just smoke weed.
Exactly. Which we'll talk a little bit about because, you know, when you start extracting, you know, these funky smells from the plant, it gets a little bit even more interesting. So for those that haven't been following Know Your Dose for that long, why is it that cannabis has a smell? What creates that smell?
It's not THC. So that's the first thing. It's terpenes. There's a variety of terpenes. And if you haven't, you should check out our Taste the Terp series where we go into the five major terpenes of cannabis. But they're aromatic compounds that are found in lots of other plants. My favorite example is limonene because limonene is found in lemons. Surprise, surprise. And if you look at a lime or an orange or a lemon, you know, you have that oil that gets on your hands when you squeeze them, right? That zest. And those are trichomes, those little dots on the outside that are kind of like translucent. And when you pop those, you release the oils inside just like a trichome on a bud.
Yeah, so the smells are contained. So anybody that's ever seen a picture of like cannabis, like a macro shot, and you see those little crystals on it. So what you're saying is that the terpenes are contained within those.
Yes.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. when we obstruct it, break it apart, break the nug open, we're essentially releasing those smells, and that's why it's like, ah.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
You know, I just also, I just got the tour grow room recently, and whoa. Man,
like
every time, man, it is like walking into an alien territory. It's just like I would expect this stuff to be grown on Mars.
It like vibrates with energy, and like I'm not a woo-woo person, but when you walk into a grow and you just feel it, you're just like,
whoa, yeah, this is different. Yeah, man,
that's probably what God's chilling in. You're just like
it's the they exist in the causal plane.
that was the Garden of Eden. That was the forbidden fruit.
That very well may could have been, my friend. I mean, we did say that there are some fruity smells. But, I mean, I'm looking at, and I've seen quite a few grow rooms, but I'm looking at some of these plants that are growing. There's a variety of different strains. And, man, I am telling you, like, these trichomes look like they're ready to just burst. Mm-hmm. They look like they're ready to just burst.
And I would argue that that's the best and purest smell of cannabis that you can get.
Agreed.
It's way hands better down. Than a packaged bud. Like you open some great cannabis, right? And you smell it and you're like, wow, this is amazing. You go into a grow and it's like that times 100.
Oh my gosh, dude. And it's like incredible. Having, you know, a mustache is the best because you like put your nose up to the nug and smell it. And then like you leave and you're like, oh my gosh, dude, smell weed.
I remember.
Oh, it's me. this is fantastic.
I remember. So I've only been in a tour to grow once. And, there was a strain, Blueberry Jack, and it legitimately smelled like blueberries. It didn't smell like that when you got the package, but after it been cured and everything, but on the plant, on the stalk, so to speak, it smelled like blueberries.
Yeah, man. It is incredible. The look of it, the feeling of it, how sticky it is. Yes. I mean, so sticky, dude. You can literally touch the nug and then put your fingers together and then like try and pull them apart. And you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it's really amazing.
So what's been your experience between, let's talk about the different smells of like edibles, flower, concentrates.
I don't think it really translates into edible. It doesn't. I've never had an edible that's like, oh, that smells like the strain. You know, I've mm-hmm. never had an edible. I've never had cannabis transfer over to an edible and be able to smell it. Now,
I mean, I don't know, man. Our edibles smell more like cannabis than others I have had. Like if I open a bag of...
Oh, like 300 gummies. Milligram gummies or something? Dude. Okay. Okay.
That's louder than you would expect. Let's put it that way.
It's definitely loud. Okay. You're right. Now...
It's not like opening a bag of weed.
That's what I'm saying. So, okay, you're right in that sense. Like when I open up like a 300 milligram bag and it has like our gummies have terpenes, you smell cannabis. Like you smell cannabis, but it's not like
let me put it this way. If you were on an airplane and you opened a bag of gummies,
possible.
Yeah. The person sitting in front of you or behind you or next to you definitely will notice something funky going on.
But I guess I don't, this is almost counterintuitive to say this, but like I don't smell Granddaddy Purple in an edible the way I smell Granddaddy Purple as a nug. But I still smell cannabis when I open that bag,
right?
You know,
right? Well, I think there is something to the freshness of flower, the curing of flower. It's the only thing in that package. Mm-hmm. When you have an edible, let's use a gummy for example, or you can use chocolate or a brownie. You're not only competing with the strain itself or the terpenes or lack thereof, right? You're competing with chocolate. You're competing with the fruit flavoring or the fruit puree or whatever the heck it is that's in this thing. You know what I mean? Or the popcorn. So it's going to mix and mingle, and you're not going to get that pure experience, which is why you're like, well, this doesn't smell like the thing. You know, like our gummies with
fresh cherries in it or something. Or not a gummy, but a brownie with fresh cherries in it. You know, it's like now you're not only playing with chocolate, but you got like these cherries in it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I think that's the main reason for that. But what about concentrates?
Okay. So
that's different.
Depends on what kind of concentrates, the quality of the well, it always begins with the quality of the flower. Okay. And then the way it is, then what type of concentrate? So like for instance, hash or distillate, you're not going to have a smell. Like there's
it's minimal at best.
Yeah, minimal, very minimal. You know, it has a distinct smell, but it's not like, I mean, if I had a blindfold on and you put that under my nose, I'd be like, I don't know. You know, if you put, you know, some high quality, you know, BHO even, like, yeah, like some really good BHO shatter or butter, which both produce different smells, you
right,
know?
Right.
I would be able to know that it was cannabis, you know, for sure. But then if you took something like live resin.
Right.
There's no question. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I smell kind of like, okay, kind of like the idea of the brownie competing with the terpenes, you know what I mean? Like the chocolate and stuff. When it's a hash oil, like especially like a rosin, I think like you're not competing with anything else now. Like it's just the oils. It's just the terpene.
Well, rosin is where they press it, right?
Yeah.
They but like it's, the but fresh flower. Yeah. And then live resin is where they take it, they flash freeze
it. Yeah.
I remember when, so I used pens for a long time because, you know, I was at home, I had kids. It wasn't like feasible to smoke. And so I remember the first ones I had were like a BHO type deal, you know what I mean? And they were all right. But then I remember when live resin and like high terpene extract pens came out. I was like, these will get you in trouble.
This is what it's supposed
to be. Not only were they strong, because you're like, because this goes back to the entourage effect, right? But there's something to be said for the difference in experience, because when you take something that's closer to a distillate and use that, you feel high, but it's not like a, I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more clear-headed and functional. Whereas when you get one of those HTE pens or live resin pens, like you get really close to stony.
Yeah. I was gonna ask this kind of earlier when we were talking about the edibles, but smelling. And so I've had edibles that don't have a smell to them at all.
Mm-hmm.
They do not hit the same with edibles that smell like cannabis or have to, because edibles that smell like cannabis have terpenes in them.
Right.
They do not hit the same. And I challenge anybody that's listening to this, like, try it out. Like, find a company that does just distillate, and then find a company that does, like, you know, terpenes and their, like, strains.
Right.
And their edibles. Like, they do not hit the same, man. Like, I feel like the THC only ones, like the distillate only ones, it's a much shorter duration, the effects of it. That's what I've consistently noticed.
I have found, so I think of it like a symphony, okay? Now, in a symphony, you have, or music just broadly speaking, right? You have multiple pieces of the music. You have the bass section, you have the treble section, which is like the higher notes, you know, the more complex, and then you have the voices, right? Mm-hmm. And I think about the bass as cannabinoids, like THC, right? If you don't have that, you don't have a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's what grounds the entire experience. But if you have just like one person banging a drum versus an entire bass section, right? That's way better. Okay. So THC is your big drum, your heavy bass, whatever it is. Then you have some other cannabinoids, which add more to the bass section, but dude, you got to get some strings in there, man. You got to get some of those like higher order instruments, you know, the guitar, like that all of a sudden, now we got something going and so those are the terpenes, right? So like now it's like a nice little, you know, music sesh going on, but then you need the voices, right? Which is probably like flavonoids. Yeah. Like you could have a great experience with music without any voices, but the voices, dude, that's like the chef's kiss.
Yeah.
And so when you have an edible,
thank you for painting that picture.
No problem. When you have an edible that's lacking all of those things, you have an experience, and it may be a good experience. But when you add the terpenes and the flavonoids, especially not just like five terpenes to say, oh, we took the five top terpenes of this strain and put it in here. No, when you have a full terpene profile, a full flavonoid profile with all those minor cannabinoids, like we do in our edibles, that's when you have the best experience. And the same goes for vape cartridges and all the other things.
Yeah, definitely, man. I noticed a big difference between like, you know, the distillate pens and like the terp sauce pens or the live resin pens. Mm-hmm. Like big difference. Like, do not rip that on a plane. Do not rip that in public.
Don't rip that in public.
I mean, yeah. Like people will think you're smoking a joint, like for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last question, man.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt cannabis or fresh cannabis?
Obviously fresh cannabis.
Sometimes though. Sometimes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Fresh cannabis.
This is one situation where it's not this or that. But yeah. This and that. It is definitely this or that.
No. It's this and that, because fresh cannabis, yes, obviously.
Yeah.
But that time you're at, you know, a reggae festival or concert or wherever, and like you're like, whoa. Yes.
Yeah.
There okay. it is.
Okay. You're right.
And it just brings you joy.
Yeah. I guess when I'm walking around the neighborhood and I smell cannabis, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say this. There's a level, like, I've never had an experience where like the fresh cannabis was so loud that it was like overwhelming and like I didn't like that. Like, I can't even imagine that happening. But with burnt cannabis, I think about some of the events I've been to and the
It's the smoke though. It's the smoke that's like makes it uncomfortable.
But it's the smell. Like, it smells horrible.
You're right.
You know what I mean? And maybe that could be bad cannabis. Like, I don't know.
No, it's stale smoke and it's just gross. Oh,
man, dude. Ugh. And it's like, it's just the worst.
Yeah.
That like turned me off to smoking for a while.
Yeah, like an ashy, like a.
It like smelled a, like
I've had some buddies who have like go into their apartment and stuff. I'm talking younger, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you go into their place and it's just like, dude, do you literally burn blunts in here and like not like ventilate at all,
dude? It was just like horrible.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Ugh. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what's worse?
What?
It's like driving down the highway and it's like 6 a.m. And someone's got the windows rolled up and they're just burning a cigarette. It's like,
no.
I'm just being real, guys. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that we'd like to take care of ourselves, and that just
doesn't jive with Nadeem.
Yeah, not yeah. Anyways.
Or Derek. no, but I think that the smell of burnt cannabis is less preferable than fresh cannabis.
Okay.
Unless you're the one smoking it.
That's fair. Well, hey, this has been a fun one. Guys, leave a rating and review. Actually, get on our Instagram, Facebook, Bake Bros, Know Your Dose Podcast. Let us know, what's your favorite kind of cannabis? What's your favorite smell? The good, the bad, the funky, the skunky? Anyways, check us out. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose Podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real. None of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.